That's the 1-1. There's a fair amount of overlap, and I honestly think that the 7-4, because it's so much higher up, I think it actually has better penetration into the UP going up 75. I could be mistaken. I know that the 1-1 got moved. It actually used to physically be on the icebreaker, but now I understand it's on an actual tower site, so it may be doing better now. But I'll tell you, you know, my little kind of circle is basically from Gaylord up to a little beyond St. Ignace, over to Petoskey and east, sometimes all the way to Alpena. And, you know, there's lots and lots and lots of overlap between just the three furthest north repeaters, which is a good thing. You know, I mean, redundancy is a good thing. And it's not like we're simulcasting and doing anything like that. So it's good to have nice, solid coverage. I had I was having problems in St. Ignace, and you know, somebody pointed it out to me, and it actually made me do a little diagnostics and found out that I had a bad antenna. I had a big old diamond collinear, and it was fine on UHF, but it was sick on VHF. So I've since replaced that, and my problems went away.